You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The talk of a professional multi-sport stadium complex in Boise has been a huge topic of conversation and controversy over the last few years. And if you remember, in November, voters passed an ordinance into law that prohibits the city from spending any money on a stadium that costs $5 million or more dollars without voter approval, regardless of who is spending that money. Well, now, a former Boise City Council member plans to ask the Idaho Supreme Court to overturn that ordinance, claiming it is unconstitutional and infringes on private property rights. Concordia College of Law professor McKay Cunningham is joining us in studio to talk a bit more about this. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here.
Okay, so first, as I mentioned, voters passed this ordinance by more than 75% in November. We now have former council member Scott Ludwig. He is planning to basically file a mandate with the Idaho Supreme Court. There's an actual official term for this, McKay, so I'm going to let you say it. But tell us what this is exactly.
Yeah, from what we understand, Mr. Ludwig intends to file a petition seeking a writ of mandamus. A writ of mandamus is, generally speaking, a writ that the court would issue, and it requires another public official to do a certain thing under the law. So translated, I think that Mr. Ludwig was going to ask the court to issue a writ of mandamus that would force Boise City Council members to take the stadium initiative off of the Boise Code.
And before we were talking about this, we were talking before the interview, there are some potential hurdles with this process.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know yet because we haven't seen Mr. Ludwig's actual petition. So it's a little bit premature, but I think that there would be several hurdles for him to get the relief that he seeks. First, he's filing directly with the Idaho Supreme Court. Now, the Idaho Supreme Court is a court of appellate jurisdiction. Almost every single case that it hears first goes to the trial court, then an intermediate appellate court before it even gets to the Idaho Supreme Court. There are very few instances in which the Idaho Supreme Court can hear a case on its original jurisdiction, and this is what Mr. Ludwig is asking the Idaho Supreme Court to do. It is possible the Idaho Constitution, Article 5, Section 9, allows for someone to seek mandamus by first going to the Idaho Supreme Court, but it's very narrow and restricted. In other words, Mr. Ludwig would have to show that it is an urgent necessity that the Idaho Supreme Court take this case now on constitutional grounds.
So at this point, because he says he will file, and there has not been a filing yet, so we don't know the full issue of the case. However, it does seem in interviews that he has done with the Idaho Statesman is that he is arguing this comes down to private property rights versus what a city government can do. Because so is there an argument in that, in the sense of if someone owns a piece of property and they've got $5 million and they want to build something, why can't they go and build a stadium?
Yeah, wonderful question. Idaho is particularly protective of private ownership and what we can do with our private land. There's a couple provisions in the Idaho Constitution that generally speak to that. That having been said, it's certainly not absolute. I mean, there are many, many zoning ordinances that we all abide by. I can't knock down my house and set up a hog rendering farm in the middle of a residential area.
Even if you wanted to, you can't.
I mean, but that's an extreme example. There are lots and lots of restrictions on how we use our property and that are not violative of the Idaho Supreme Court's private property rights. So the question then becomes, how does the stadium initiative impinge on our private rights or on a person's private property rights? And I think that that's a difficult obstacle that Mr. Ludwig is going to have to prove, because the initiative does not say that a private developer cannot use his or her own funds to build a stadium. It merely says that if government or our funds, taxpayer funds, are going to go to that private developer for the stadium, the people get another say.
Even if that $5 million, you know, comes from a private property owner, because that is also part of it, is that even if, a developer comes in and they've got $5 million, but the project is going to cost $10 million, voters get a say.
Oh, my understanding was only when there's going to be taxpayer dollars that are committed to that development does the voter get a say under the initiative.
So let's go back to this mandate that if filed. And so the Idaho Supreme Court does not have to take this up?
No, they certainly don't. There are a number of obstacles aside from the ones that we just identified. One other is it was what's called standing. It's this requirement that in order for a court to hear your case, before you can even get in the door, the claimant has to have been injured or imminently be injured. And here, at least going by what Mr. Ludwick has said to the news media, he's saying that he's acting independently from the developers. He's saying that it's, quote, my belief is that someone who owns private property can do what they wish if they are entitled as such. And so all of that to say, there's nothing here so far. We haven't seen this petition, but there's nothing there so far to show where he has himself been injured. An ideological or philosophical injury is not enough to get in front of a court.
If this is then taken up, let's say, and what happens at that point? If the Idaho Supreme Court, this mandate is filed, the Supreme Court takes it up, what happens then?
Yeah, presuming that all those things happen,
right,
that he can get in front of the court on its original jurisdiction, that the court allows him to bring his claim even though he has not personally been injured, then the court would turn to the merits. And the merits we've kind of been talking about already, and that is there a constitutional right in private property ownership that demands that the stadium initiative essentially be undone? And that's for the court to decide. But on the facts as we know them, nothing that I've seen says that there is a constitutional right to a city subsidy for a private development project. So I think even if the court gets to the merits, it's going to be a tough case to win.
So what happens then if it gets all the way to that point and the court rules against this, the ordinance stays?
Yes.
If the court were to rule in favor of this individual, what could then happen?
Well, then the court would issue its mandamus. It would go to presumably the Boise City Council, and that they would have to take this stadium initiative, which is now codified in Boise City Code, they'd have to remove it or strike it. Which suggests that that stadium initiative that more than 75% of Boise voters was now no longer the law.
So a lot to get to actually get to the point of this potentially being taken up.
Yes.
And could he then, if let's say it gets to that point, could he then go back to lower courts and try this in lower courts? Could something like that happen?
Yeah. If the Idaho Supreme Court says, no, we're not going to hear your case for one of the procedural difficulties that we've already described, it's very possible that Mr. Ludwick would file again at district court. The only problem that he would have there that we've talked about already is the standing problem. Mm-hmm. He still needs to show, even in district court, that he has been injured by this initiative. So if he had land that he had purchased because he wanted to be a part of the development, and that land is now less valuable because of this initiative, that is an injury that's personal to him and would allow him to have standing in front of a court.
So a lot of questions around this still, but I so appreciate you coming in and talking about the legalities of it, because sometimes, just as an average citizen, it's hard to understand this process.
No doubt about it. And I should emphasize that we haven't seen the petition yet. And so part of this is just kind of guessing what that petition would say.
I want to thank you so much for your time today. We've been talking with McKay Cunningham. He is a professor at the Concordia Law School in Boise. Again, thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.